listening to Beard and Tie, episode maybe 23. It's been way too long. Last episode, I hope.
Meanwhile,
I hope none of you great listeners thought that I died in a fire, because if you may recall, the episode ended with a fire alarm, and then I disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
I disappeared for about a month or so. So
that's suspense. That's writing.
Mm-hmm.
What a showrunner.
I know. So yeah, we're back. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
Get used to it, motherfuckers. It looks like you're about to burn up. I think Garrett's on the surface of the sun right now based on his window out there.
Oh,
is that heaven?
No.
Where are you right now?
I am sitting in my my living room doing this now. Ooh, that is very bright.
Isn't it just?
It's funny because it's a very, very cloudy day right now, to be honest. So
something about exposure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ask a cinematographer.
Mm-hmm. I will. You probably know more of them than I do.
Well, I don't know. Never mind.
Because
no shit talking on the show. No shit talking on the show, Gareth.
Because you have just finished the production. You have finished the filming of your film.
Caitlin Kyle is done. That's probably the biggest reason for the hiatus, other than Gareth's premature death. It mm-hmm. was me shooting a movie with some incredibly talented people. The thing looks great. It sounds, well, actually, the sound's the worst part of it. We'll get into that later. It looks great. And the acting. Basically, we don't have sound for our first 2 days of shooting, but you know what? We'll just pretend that we're doing the foreign language cut of the film and we have to do it all in Foley. Whatever, mm-hmm. man.
Oh, well, you can...
The foreign language is English in this film.
Yeah, it's good to do. Like, a lot of people think that ADR is really hard. When you're on the outside looking in, they think that trying to match up the voices with what's on the screen and what you're trying to do it again is very hard. But no, when me and Travis were in there working on the sound for To Look Away, we had to do the... We did ADR for the two young kids, and they got it almost instantly. Like, they were really good. It's a lot easier than everybody thinks. So,
well, most of it's just cat meows and like our actor saying shit, so I think we'll be fine.
Ah shit,
we're out of cat food again. Why did I not get the cat food? Yeah, such great writing, man. It brought me to tears.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I'm worried that's what it's going to sound like. Oh, hey, Rufus, the cat, right? Oh, sorry for no cat food.
Hi. Oh, hi, doggy. That is me.
It's his, I think it's the 10th anniversary of that film coming up. No, or is it 15?
Well, it was released in 2003. So I think, I don't know, but I think the bigger story is you actually got to meet Tommy Wiseau.
That is a pretty big story.
Mm-hmm. You got to play football.
I met him on Find Me. I thought I was getting one of those special Nintendo Street Passes or whatever. It was Tommy. And like, wait a second. He's not a Nintendo employee, but it looked just like him. Yeah, I met him. We tossed the ball around. He didn't ask me about my sex life, though. That was a fun screening. You know what else is a fun screening? There's this, I'm not going to call it a good pub, but there's a pub in Edinburgh called the Banshee Labyrinth.
All right, Banshee Labyrinth. Shout out to them. I hope they're listening.
Well, I was there with my dad watching Star Trek 2, because I always screen a film every night, and last night it was The Smurfs. Terrible movie to watch. Do you know the
wait,
budget
the, wait,
of that
the,
film?
The live-action Neil Patrick Harris Smurfs?
Yeah, I forgot he was in it. And, like, Susan Sarandon's young clone. What is that woman that looks just like her? She's in Glee, I think. Anyway.
I don't know.
You'll know her if you see her. That film cost $155 million to make.
Jesus Christ.
And it made 500% of its budget.
Oh, my God. That's retarded.
It's just a whole bunch of art students sitting in the room knowing that if we were asked to direct The Smurfs 3 with a vengeance, we would.
Yeah. Like, why not?
That money.
Mm-hmm. That's great. You've also went to a film festival the previous night, right?
The previous night. It was the... Or yesterday, yes, it was good. It, yeah. It was about the same caliber as Ryerson's work, I'd mm-hmm. say.
Except they had no devotion.
No, certainly not.
No devotion volition.
What was the... You know my two favorite ones from last year? It's not even a shout-out because it's so ancient ago. It might as well be history. Oh, this is a huge shout-out, actually. Not off topic. I was watching an ad for Spotify. I'm not sure if I told you this, right?
No, I don't think so.
Spotify, that music service, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching it in the movie theater. So playing it every day now. And it's this guy logging into Spotify, playing some shitty rap music, and, although shout out to my boy Jay-Z, that's a good album. but no, he's, playing Spotify, and he's on Facebook, and he's flirting with this guy, saying, like, what happened the other night, and he doesn't know how to say it. So then he goes into Spotify, takes a link to a song, and says, that's how I say it, and it is shot, just like Noah. So I messaged Patrick immediately, saying, you have to get your lawyers on the phone because Spotify just copied your ad. And then, of course, he says, actually, buddy, they asked us to direct that.
Oh, my God.
Sure enough, they did that commercial.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
I haven't actually.
I can't believe. In the UK, their work has spread that far. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to PC and MW.
MW. Yeah, I think.
Wait a second.
Wait, no, you're right. No, WM.
Yeah, there it is. There's the. Yeah.
Give it a shit. Just flip it upside down and it's good to go. All right. So it sounds like you are living the dream over in Scotland.
No, not at all. I'm really hungover. I can't hear out of one ear. And I did just get a new flat though. I'm moving it into in August. Really excited.
That's great.
See, what would you do? This is gonna be the most non video game film talk I'm gonna ask you.
That's fine.
But if you had the option between a smaller room in the middle of the flat or the big room, but it's next to the kitchen. I don't know what to do.
Well, you, in previous living situations, you had a room that was next to the kitchen, right?
Yeah, but it was only you, and you're a nice... Actually, you're not quiet at all. in this one, I'm actually living with, like, five other people. They're all girls, and they're all in art school.
Woohoo!
Jesus Christ, what did I do to get that lucky?
You're going to run out of toilet paper really fast in that house.
I can just see the hair in the shower just fucking becoming an entity of its own. Ugh. I can see it, man.
Ugh.
In any case, that's me for next year, and I chose the big room, so,
We'll see it how it goes.
Aye, aye.
It sounds,
so, how's things with you? Like, you didn't die, so that's kind of nice.
Okay.
Were you up to anything?
So I've been doing a few things here and there. I've actually been doing a bunch of real radio, hosting and producing and DJing. Like the radio station I work at, I manage 102.7 Chop FM.
Chop.
It's more like public access. Not really public access.
Is it pirate radio? That's all I want to
know. No, it's not pirate radio. I cannot get away with that.
That's a terrible movie, by the way. Keep going.
So it's a high school radio station. One of the only CRTC licensed high schools in Ontario. So it's
Ontario's a big place.
Yeah, so it's very good for us. Like I think we may even be the only ones.
And I'm sorry, you manage this place?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I just found out today that my contract's been extended, so that's even better.
I didn't even know you're getting paid. Great.
Well, so my off time, I started hosting a show with one of my good friends, Marcus.
Marcus. Big shout out to Big M.
Yeah, Marcus F. And so we just be doing a goofy radio show on Wednesday nights. Kind of like this, but much more tame.
Much more tame. Of course, the young uns might hear it.
Yeah, I know. Fuck those guys.
The Wayans. Aye. Mm-hmm. So what's it about then? Is it just shooting the shite?
Shooting the shit. We talk about like retarded news stories that we hear. Just because the way that I wanted to do it, the way I wanted to structure it, was saying, let's, you know what, fuck it. There's news show in the morning and the afternoon. Let's get some of the news stories that nobody's ever going to hear. I just scour the internet finding some ridiculous news stories that we can talk about.
That's actually an excellent idea for a show.
So, like, last week, what we talked about was this tractor trailer in Delaware, I believe, flipped over on the highway. The cargo was that of 20 million honeybees.
Oh, shit. I can see Oprah Winfrey now.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's a shame, actually, because that's not going to do serious, but bees are very important right now.
Well, I think a lot of the bees survived. It's just...
How did they get them back?
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, beekeepers, when you actually see people, beekeepers interacting with their bees, they're very calm. Like, they don't get stung. They know how to approach. When you tumble a tractor trailer a couple of times, they're gonna get really riled up.
Oh, man, so, close your window on that highway.
Yeah,
oh,
so they had to have the police come and think, make a
what
big
the fuck
perimeter.
Are the police going to do?
I don't know. They're going to shoot the bees.
I know. That's a stupid idea.
I know. So, yeah, if you want to hear crazy stories like that, make sure to tune in to Marcus F. and the G-Man on 102.7 Chop FM Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock to 8:15.
I would love to do that. Do you have a radio stream?
We do.
Or like an internet stream, rather?
We do have an internet stream. I will actually... I can post it to the Facebook.
Yeah, plug it in, man. I want to see this,
when we're done recording this. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to do it. We like to have fun with it.
Another shameless plug, Ben. You can all like my Facebook page, too, for my film. Kayla and Kyle, I think it's what it's called. And we'll do a link for that, too, won't we, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Look at us. We have a life outside of this show.
I know. It's great. We live for more than an hour every month.
Between then, we don't.
And so I've been wanting to ask.
Hi.
When do I get my Kickstarter rewards?
Well, you'll notice that two things on that little page there, Gareth. One is that we estimated, so that's big, it's a guess no matter when it is, and July. So, we've actually had a bit of a slowdown in the edit. A couple of problems, as I mentioned, with the sound.
And
I was hoping
no
to submit it to TIFF.
Scott.
We're not going to be able to do that. Yeah, no Andrew Scott. So no one's as fucking fast as that brilliant human being.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy is good, though. His name's Elliot. And the sound designer is a genius named Stuart, who's working on the new Star Wars, actually.
No
in
way.
World. Aye, he was a Skywalker sound employee.
That's crazy, because you are a big fan of the Star Wars.
You know what really
I
got my rocks
the
off,
Star
Gareth?
Wars.
He did Tron Legacy and Oblivion.
Oh,
my God. So that's what got me. That's what got me.
So how did you get in touch with this person that's working on these movie properties that you love so
much?
He
messaged me on Kickstarter, actually, because it sounded like a good idea. And he likes helping out, you know, student filmmakers when he's... Because he works in L.A., but he lives up in near St. Andrews when he's not working there. So... yeah, he just thought it was a good project. We got along really well, and there it is. So that's why I'm not too worried about the sound being fucked, because I got his expertise.
Right. Well, that's that again. That's incredible. Do you think he'll bring you on to get you a job on the new Star Wars,
buddy? I can't move to LA right now. Although they're doing a lot of it in London. No, see, they're shooting it in London, but the post is all happening in LA.
I thought they were shooting it in scenes in Dubai.
Just the studio stuff in London,
okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, the locations, I'm sure they'll be going to Italy and France and all that. Oh, a weird location. The new X-Men shot in Quebec? I didn't know that.
Well, you know, on all the other X-Men films, it's mostly shot in Toronto.
Hmm.
Casa Loma is the mansion, actually.
That's crazy. I've never even been to Casa Loma. I went to damn Edinburgh Castle before going to my own city's castle. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, fucking boring
that place
castle.
That place is bitching, though. Mm-hmm. Mine is cool. Yours fucking sucks, other than being a Scott Pilgrim location.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think Casa Loma, it's beautiful and it is fantastic, but I think if you really want to see really cool actual castles, I think you have them all up in Scotland in the UK.
I think we invented the word castle. It's Scottish for Wales vagina.
I didn't know their language was that different.
Well, it fucking is, man. You go to some places here, you just can't understand a word they're saying. It's like another world, living in a dream. Anyway, it's fine. I like it.
Used to read Word Up magazine.
Shit, what? Oh, yeah, that rap. I like hip-hop now. I've been listening to Watch the Throne quite a bit.
I know. I know you like hip-hop. You've always liked hip-hop.
No, I haven't. I used to shit on that quite a bit. I used to think, that's not real music. It's just poetry with a beat. But you know what? It is poetry with a beat, and that's what makes it beautiful. Anyway, some of it's shite.
Have you listened to Ice JJ Fish yet?
Ice JJ Fish? I have not.
Okay.
Simply because I have trouble speaking those words.
Don't. Just
Ice JJ Fish.
Just don't. Don't do that to yourself.
Oh, is it bad?
It's very bad.
Well, what sort of weird indie shit have you been up to lately?
Okay, so... Fuck if I know.
Oh.
I really can't think. I've been listening to... Actually, what I realized was one of the perks of my job is that I can get into direct contact with some of these independent bands that I like so much. So I can...
And get
like,
them to use music in your film.
Yeah. So I've been like directly emailing them and talking to them and just...
Brilliant.
If there's a song that I like, I'll just that I want on the station. I'll just say, hey, can I get a copy of your song, put it on the station? I'd really love
it.
Brilliant,
man.
And it's great because they do respond to me and they do say, thanks for listening, yada, yada, yada. And that's just been, even though it's just like a 1 or 2 sentence long email, it's great.
Yeah,
it's great to reach out.
You might have a future in the music industry. You could start a record company called Urban New Market Disadvantage.
I don't think that's going to happen. But
okay.
It's great because, actually, it's terrible because also in my station's email, I get so many terrible songs that people like send in and they want
people
to hear. And it's just,
oh, that's all I'm going to do now, Gareth. I'm sorry.
Oh, some of them are so bad. I got one album sent. It's like a punk.
That's some nice quotations there.
with the genre there.
All right.
But it's like, and they sent me the full CD,
wow,
their whole debut album. And
the band sent you the CD?
Yeah. And
oh, wow.
It is Evanescence, but much, much worse. It is really bad.
Because Evanescence is pretty damn good. Actually, Gareth, if I suggest a great idea for you, hopefully it's a great idea, Jackson Fischoff, shout out, buddy, just finished his album.
Right. That's right.
And it's actually quite good, believe it or not. So you should probably put some of that up there and ask him about it.
We just can't have any F-bombs and A-bombs and...
Oh, there's no bombs in this. Nothing but hits, baby.
All right.
No, it's a pretty good album.
Do you think...
I don't think there's any profanity.
Only if Jackson will send the album to me for free.
Oh, well, that's never going to happen, so I guess that's the end. I'm sure you could talk to him. It'd be fun. It's got great cover art, too. I've got it.
Yeah, I saw you holding the album. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I think Jackson should design our logo.
For Beard and Tie?
Yeah.
What, my logo's not good enough for you anymore?
You just use
clip-on. I took like 10 minutes on that. I actually changed the color of something, I think.
Really? Like, to be honest, when you showed me that, the logo for Beard and Tie, it was everything that I had imagined and how what I wanted it to be.
I mean, it's not really doing anything special, is it? It's just...
No, but that's how I envisioned it.
You saw the Futura font in your head so clearly.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk about video game stuff?
If we have to, I guess. What have you been playing lately?
I've been playing a lot of Super Smash Brothers.
Brawl? Didn't they kill
Melee.
The online for that, I heard. Oh, Melee's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't they kill the online servers for Brawl?
They killed every Nintendo Wi-Fi for
what?
Wii and DS.
But they're still making... No, they're not making Wii games still, are they? Jesus, what year is
you
it?
You can't play any Pokemon games, though. Online.
Jesus. Now, obviously, other than the 3DS one, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The Global Trade Station and all that. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
It's very
ought to be ashamed of themselves.
But the guys that ran the server were, like, their company was going bankrupt. You know, a few months ago when they showed that Sakurai Nintendo Direct with all that Super Smash Brothers,
that was great. Right?
Jerk off orgasm. It made me really, really love Smash Brothers again. So I started playing it a bit more, and I liked it. And then I saw on Reddit how there was this one Smash Brothers documentary all put up on YouTube.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. How much of it did you watch?
I think I saw two videos, three videos.
Yeah. So, but a five hour mini series is something that you got to like pace yourself with. But it's absolutely fascinating. This video called The Smash Brothers, it just documents
the Facebook. No, it was really cool documenting the professional scene, how it developed from, you know, a kid's game into what it is. The fact that you can make anything competitive.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Catherine first came out, they were playing that at fighting tournaments, I kept telling you?
They were playing
it was so
Catherine?
Impressive. At fighting tournaments, because it has a lot of the same elements,
the block
you know?
Moving game?
Yeah.
Oh.
They play that, the versus mode of fighting game tournaments, because, you know, the parrying, the mind games, the thinking ahead, it's extremely competitive. Of course, it's no Street Fighter.
Yeah,
I can't wait for Arcade Edition to come out. Obviously, what am I more excited for? Brawl, whatever the fuck it's called.
You.
Smash Bros. You. It's not.
I don't know what it's called. We'll probably get
I don't have a Wii U. You do. But I have a 3DS, so I cannot wait to play it.
I know. Me too. I'm already made plans with some friends here that as soon as it comes out, it'll be game night.
Pandemonium. For us. Oh, you're gonna beat me finally though, because I don't have a C stick on my DS, so I have to actually use Smash Attacks. Fuck.
Well, it's gonna be. I've learned something that I am much better at Melee than I am at Brawl. Or maybe it's just because I've been playing
Brandon
a lot.
Smoke was too. Interestingly enough, it's hard to say why, because I was having this discussion with him. Melee is a much harder game to master, so why could he always beat me at that and I always beat him at Brawl? And probably you'd beat me at Melee too, I imagine.
Sliding Mortars, that's the...
Sliding Mortars, that's all I got. I'm thinking best with DDD, actually. Anyway, point being, it's not because Melee is a more difficult game to master, it's just different gameplay methods, and you probably played it a lot more in high school, along with Brandon, than I ever did.
I don't know. I don't know.
My first GameCube game was Double Dash. I was an idiot and got that instead of Smash Bros. I know. Actually, I like Double Dash.
Double Dash is pretty good.
Who do you think you're gonna main? Ike just got announced, obviously. Who do you think you're gonna main the new one?
Let's see. I will still be predominantly playing Sheamus, but I might also play Marth.
Marth. I forgot about him. God, I love Marth.
Oh, God, I was really hoping that Crom would come in and replace Ike. I think that's something that just really
Awakening was a fucking revelation for Nintendo. I'm surprised they wouldn't want to capitalize on it.
Yeah, I'm assuming if they ever do DLC, which they probably will for this one,
assholes,
that they will. What? You want more characters, don't you?
Yeah, you're right. I do.
More
I
just, stages?
No. But like in the past, you had to unlock that, not unlock your mom's fucking purse, you know?
No, I mean, but this is going to be like in 6 months after its release, they're going to just do a...
That damn Tekken versus Street Fighter game did that well. They released a DLC, but it was free for the first couple characters, like Pac-Man and all that.
Right.
The game's actually not bad. I think I'm going to stick with Marth, but I'm still going to see if DDD's got his chain grab, which I know he won't. But
I don't know. So probably either Sheamus, Marth, or Sheik. I don't know.
Yeah, Sheik. Oh, no more transformation characters. That's so interesting. You know, Zelda and Sheik, Samus and Zero Suit.
I kind of like it.
Me too, man. And Charizard too. Yeah,
but no Squirtle or Ivysaur.
Well, you know what Brandon would always say to me: I don't main Pokemon trainer. I main Charizard. So now he can have it.
Are you trying to do like a Gary Yoke voice too?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to make fun of the guy. He's sounding like an idiot, but he's right. Like
he is our best listener, though.
I know, Brandon. If you're listening, you're the best, and you're better at me at Melee than me. Whatever I'm trying to say. I am looking forward to the new Street Fighter, though. It's just so incredible that so many years after 4 was released, they're still updating it, and it's still so huge in the tournament scenes. And
how many different versions of Street Fighter 2 were there?
Oh, fuck, you're right. Yeah, we're never going to see the end of Street Fighter 4. So, but new characters, too. Like, 5 new characters. It's like a fucking
really?
New game.
Like I don't know. That guy that can turn into liquid or something with the blank face that looks like Rorschach.
Oh, no. It's all, like, you know, Final Fight characters.
Oh,
you know,
Final
Street
Fight.
Fighter Alpha characters. So there's Rolento, Poison, Hugo, Elena, and a new one, actually. I think she's named Desombra or something like that. It's Russian for December. She's one of Bison's dolls, like a Cammy clone type thing.
Okay.
Anyway, you don't give a shit.
I probably don't. Unless it's Rufus, then.
Well, he's already in there, buddy.
Yeah. So
what? Oh, God, you're so bad at him.
I know. I'm so bad at Street Fighter. Like I am.
It's all right, man.
So, I think one of the big things that we should probably talk about is fuck.
All right,
so Pokemon.
Oh, hey!
Alpha, Sapphire, Omega,
welcome
Ruby.
Back to the trumpets, baby.
Remake.
Get ready for those horns.
Remake of Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Sapphire from the Game Boy Advance.
The moon, man. I don't know what it is about those games. Must have been the time I was growing up or some shit, but they're always going to be my favorite iterations of the Pokemon series.
Yeah, see? I'm the exact opposite with you. At the time that I grew up, I thought I grew out of Pokemon, so I just left it at the door, and I didn't go back to it until I played Emerald years and years and years later. So,
yeah. Oh, that's just a quick aside. They never did release the third version. They never released Pokemon Gray. You know what I mean? Or Pokemon Zed.
What do you mean?
You know how usually they do, like, you know, Yellow or Crystal or Emerald. You know, the third version. That's kind
of
Yeah.
I think they're going to release it afterwards.
Okay,
because
maybe.
And here's why, and we'll talk about this a bit later. So, I think we're both excited. But then again, yeah. We're both Pokemon fans. I think I'm really looking forward to jumping into it. Gonna catch the. I don't fucking know what monsters are in that game, but.
What were the Generation 3 starters? They had
Mudkips.
Oh man, fucking Blaziken is Uber tier now.
Uber.
They gave out. Yeah, fuck off, Uber. I'm going to Germany. I have to start speaking the language. Uber, man. Because it's got that fucking speed boost ability, so it's faster than anything on Earth.
Oh,
and the Mega Evolution, it's incredible. Point being, they had that was Torchic.
I like
they
Treecko.
Had, Mudkip and Treecko. Yeah, Treecko is my favorite, but Mudkip's a top-tier Pokemon. Great typing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I think we're... So I think after this game was released... There was some very big controversy, and a lot of people have been criticizing Nintendo and Game Freak because I think this was announced at the same time as the Call of Duty House of Cards crossover was.
Oh, so Call of Houses or whatever, yeah.
So everybody was saying, why is it okay for Nintendo to release a Pokemon game every year, but when Activision releases Call of Duty all the time... Everybody shits on them.
You know, fuck on those fucking haters, though. Activision does something new with the series each time. It's the same gameplay, but come on, so is Mario.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like Call of Duty. I don't play it every year.
Yeah.
Every year, though, but I do respect it. I think it's a fun game. Like, I don't hate on it. I think I played Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3.
Black Ops
2
is fucking awesome.
Black Ops is incredible.
See, that's the thing. It's the same gameplay, same engine, but they do such interesting stories, characters you don't care about, but you're interested in, and, you know, the different weapons and online modes are always fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I think there's a huge difference in the online game between Call of Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops 1.
Oh, all right.
There's a huge difference.
Why do people hate on it? I don't know.
I don't know, but I think Pokemon is starting to turn that way, too, because, like, I think ever since the release of Diamond and Pearl, there's been a Pokemon game released almost every year.
Yeah.
Which...
And you know, but was not Heart Gold and Soul Silver the best thing you ever played?
Heart Gold, Soul Silver was the best thing I ever played.
Yeah, yes. So that's what this is going to be like for me and thousands, millions of fans.
Mm-hmm.
People shouldn't complain. And they put enough work into it. It's not just a cash-in. It's like a completely new game.
So why are people just letting Pokemon just get away with it? Whereas they're not that, where they're just grabbing Activision by the balls.
I guess nostalgia, perhaps. No one's nostalgic about a Call of Duty game unless you're people like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, Pokemon's part of everyone's childhood.
Yeah.
They're always going to want it.
I think it's mostly because there are three types of Pokemon games that come out. One is the main game, like the X and Y, the Diamond and Pearl,
the
Black
Puzzle
and White,
League.
The Puzzle League, the Battle Troze, all those games. And then there's the remakes, and then there's the Yellow and the Crystal. And
the spin-off,
yeah,
Director's Cut, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the Director's Cut. So they really only have those three types of games, but you don't need to play the remake or the Director's Cut. Like, you are perfectly fine playing one of the two original versions.
Oh, okay.
Whereas with Call of Duty, you know, you want to jump into the next one all the time. Not saying, like, this is the director's cut of Black Ops. This is the new one. This is the one that you have to play. Like, with Pokemon,
although,
you don't have to play them all.
Yeah, and that's actually great. You never buy all the versions. So maybe that's why they get away with it. They released versions, always two, and you don't have to get them. No one in the right mind is ever going to try and call them or catch them all again.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anybody that had to have every version of Pokemon? I had to have both gold and silver.
You rich bitch.
No, because I had one and I did not want to erase my file. Now my battery died. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rip. But that's the thing. You can get the normal version, then you get the director's cut.
Yeah. I know.
That... Emerald was a good one. And Emerald was real good.
You don't even need the director's cut, is what I'm trying to say. Like, you don't need the remake or the director's cut, so really...
We'll see, Gareth. The director's cut was the only way that Nintendo Power would ship me my Deoxys t-shirt. So, yes, I did need the director's cut. I'm sorry. Where is that thing? I think it's back in Canada still.
Don't tell me you brought it to Scotland with you.
No, unfortunately, I think it's still back home.
Okay.
I'm going to frame that thing, man. Like a signed jersey.
Man, I've always wanted one of those Nintendo Power shirts. I really wanted it was the shirt that had all the hearts from Legend of Zelda in the top corner.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really wanted that. But my mom and dad wouldn't let me get a subscription through Nintendo Power directly. It was always through the magazine drive we did at my school.
Tell your dad I got some words for him. I was happy enough to have that heart shirt from Catherine, except it's like literally piss stained yellow. I don't know what happened to it. I think I just wore it so much it's fucking disgusting now.
That yellow clothes are terrible. There's nothing you can do.
There's
to
no
save
place
them.
For them. Mm-hmm. Other than 1974. Speaking of the 70s, can we talk X-Men?
Yeah, sure.
It was alright. There, we finished talking about X-Men.
Okay, let's move on. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, I saw that, actually.
Yeah, well, so what did you think? A lot of people hated this.
It was alright.
Just alright? Did you like the Rhino, Paul Giamatti?
It's fucking the worst part of it, actually. I mean, what a waste of a talented guy.
Yes.
At least he had fun of the role. But yeah, he's like an idiot. How does a man like that even function?
No, because the Rhino is an idiot in the Spider-Man comics.
But this is real life, not just a fantasy.
Okay, so the fucking guy is zipping around New York. That's
it's
fucking
fine.
Real life.
Listen. The first remake they did was a better film, but I enjoyed the second one better because it was more original. It wasn't perfect. A lot of it was shite. I didn't like any of the romantic stuff. But I thought it kept me entertained better. How's that?
That's good. What I want to ask is, Spider-Man 3, yay or nay?
Obviously nay. Hey, ladies.
Yeah, I was actually watching a video about that, and like about how perfect it was for Peter Parker to act like that when he was trying to be cool, just because Peter Parker is this dorky guy that is inherently not supposed to be cool, and when he tries to be cool, it's embarrassing to look
at. That's almost what bothers me about Andrew Garfield, though. He's so like full of himself in these new ones.
Really, I think he's handsome as shit.
But yeah, he is.
I don't think I don't think he's nerdy enough.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's a couple of nice moments. I really like Thomas Hayden Church. Don't ask me why, but I was really disappointed that his Sandman sucked.
I think it's interesting. Like, I do think that Spider-Man 3 has a lot of problems. A lot of people say that the biggest problem was that there were too many villains in it.
Yeah, so I'm surprised they did that again with this one.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the problem. I think it was how they set the villains up was the big problem. Because I think you could have a cool story with Sandman and Venom and James Franco trying to kill him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah. But
yeah, he was in that. Yeah.
I don't think that they really paced it out right. And I think everybody says that problem with that movie was the three too many villains. But that has so many other problems than that.
Right. Can I just ask? When was the last time you saw Spider-Man 2?
When I
saw... the Doc Ock one.
It's been years.
See, I was always telling people that is the best superhero film I've ever seen.
Everybody says that's the best superhero.
I fucking loved it. I watched it again the other day. It just doesn't hold up, man.
Really?
It's cheesy as hell.
Is it
I'm sure they're saying that the Adam West Batman was fucking incredible back in the day, but you know how that holds up. And it's incredible that just the way of filmmaking... Sorry, I gotta chew my ice. Just the way filmmaking has changed so much of these movies, you're more used to things like The Dark Knight or The Avengers, it's really not that good anymore.
Hmm.
And, you know, I think that's maybe my problem with the new X-Men was, too, in that X-Men 1 is all right. I didn't like X2 or X3, obviously, and the Wolverine movies don't really do it for me. I really liked First Class.
You
I thought
loved,
it was a fucking fantastic film.
First Class had Michael Fassbender.
Well, so does this one. But Bryan Singer was back to direct, and that's fine. You know, he pioneered this whole X-Men thing. It just was a lot less personal, and too many characters, and the side characters not just doing anything other than looking at the camera depressed. I appreciated that they brought all the old cast back, but you have to use them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't like it nearly as much as I liked First Class. Although, you know, Dinklage is always nice to see rocking around Christmas tree. Jennifer Lawrence, never going to argue about that. But it just wasn't as good as First Class, I thought.
Oh, that's really unfortunate. Hopefully I'll be seeing it soon. I'm not going to let your words hurt me.
Oh, still really good. Don't get me wrong. Like, still really good.
What do you think about the look of the Sentinels?
Sentinel Force. The only you just had to press circle to shoot that damn laser.
I know. That's such fucking bullshit. The only way to get around that is play
a
lottery.
You fucking bought the director's edition of that game. The fucking collector's cut. You fucking idiot.
Oh, no. We had fun with that.
I like that game. I just wanted Bison to be in it.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. I know your pain.
I like the Sentinels. Although, this isn't a spoiler because it happens the first shot of the movie. They have these futuristic Sentinels that look different than the ones in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like fucking, what's his face? Gort, or where the fuck it is from
Day the Earth Stood Still. Yeah, the Keanu Reeves.
The exact same fucking thing. Like, his face opens up and beams, and he has, like, shape-shifting. The new Sentinels are like a total ripoff, but they're cool, you know.
Did you ever read the comic book of Days of Futures Past?
No, I don't really read comics, actually.
Oh, that's right, you don't. Believe it or not cool.
I read Watchmen and Dark Knight or whatever, and that was it.
So.
Oh, and the Dragon Tattoo when you got me. I really want the sequel to that now.
They did. They do have a sequel to it.
I know. I want you to buy it for me. Anyway,
sorry, I had to fund your Kickstarter.
Thank you, by the way.
I can't wait to read that letter that you write to me.
Oh fuck! Is that what one you got? Oh no!
You don't have to.
Will an email suffice?
You don't have to write me a letter.
No, I like writing letters.
What more could we ever say to each other?
Yeah, that we don't already say now. Well, I liked writing letters. I saw that film Two Faces of January the other day. And it wasn't the Talented Mr. Ripley. Sorry?
What month did you see it in?
Fuck off. I saw it in May.
That's a weird title for a Batman movie.
It's not a Batman movie. Wait, what? Where's that?
Two Faces in January?
Oh, very funny. No, Two Faces of January. Actually, that's a really good joke, Gareth. I'll give you that.
Gotta stay on your toes when you're on the beard and tie.
No kidding. This guy's sharp today. It was just, you know, this Patricia Highsmith novel. It's similar to The Talented Mr. Ripley in that a man ingratiates himself in the lives of others and shit happens. It wasn't as good as The Talented Mr. Ripley with Jude Law, but I got all these postcards from the movie. They're just giving out all these postcards of the exotic locations in the films, and I was sending them out to people I knew, writing as Chester from the movie. It was really fun.
Interesting. That's cool. Yeah. So do you...
my last key buys.
Okay. So you didn't read Days of Futures Past. There is, however, the last couple of issues of that story arc, there is a demon monster alien mutant eater that's hunting Shadowcat. Was that in this movie at all? It looks like the alien from I want to say Alien.
Which one is Shadowcat?
Kitty Pryde. She has a little purple dragon with her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was in that. And no, there's no purple dragon, and there's no eating beast thing.
Fuck that. Fuck
well,
that.
Well, what else is in the comic? I'm curious now.
Oh, I don't know. That's the only part that I really latched on to.
I don't know. Everyone looks so young still. It's hard to believe those movies are so old.
Mm-hmm. It is. So, what else do we have on the docket? I was about to say... Oh, that's right. We watched Penny Dreadful.
Oh, T-Dalt, Miss Green, Josh Hart.
I will say, when I watched the pilot episode, Penny Dreadful, Showcase or Showtime or whatever channel it is. It's
A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen without the suck.
Yes, in Victorian England. I liked League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but...
Oh, me too, actually. I just have to say that for everyone else's sake. You're right. It's Victorian literature characters all hammered in there. Frankenstein, Dracula. I just got off a huge fucking Dracula boner. So hearing that those characters were in this show, and that Timothy Dalton is one of them.
Sorry.
Yeah, I got super excited. No, just hearing that not only is Timothy Dalton in this, but he's playing a character from Dracula. Mm-hmm. I had to see it.
And you are...
And Josh Hartnett's suddenly relevant again, which is nice.
Yeah, you are the world's biggest Timothy Dalton fan.
I am,
you know? Whenever I'm telling somebody about Penny Dreadful, I say, it stars the greatest James Bond ever. And people are always like, who? And I'm like, Timothy Dalton. And they give me the worst
best Bond
look.
Girl ever, actually. Vesper is always going to be my favorite as well. So it's really just a great Bond combo there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Rory Kinnear, who plays, what's his fuck, from Skyfall.
Skyfall!
Tanner. Yeah, the guy that plays Tanner plays Frankenstein's creature.
Mm. Yeah, I will say, Penny Dreadful, it wasn't really grabbing, throughout the pilot episode, it wasn't really grabbing me as much as I had hoped that it would.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, I love X-Files, like, all this paranormal stuff. I love monsters, I love monster designs, and... This is full of it. It's full of James Bond and Rose Tyler and everybody else that we love.
All right.
So, but it wasn't really grabbing me as much until I watched that last scene when Frankenstein is going down into his basement and you see there's this corpse in the ice and it's all set up. And at this point,
see his dick.
And we see Frank. We saw Frankenstein monsters. Big old flopping wiener hanging out.
Proteus, aye.
Yeah, so, and at this point, we don't even know it's Victor Frankenstein, right?
No, he only, I think, reveals that in the second episode.
No,
he says it right
at the end.
My name is Victor Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound German at all, but that's okay.
So I thought, this was incredible. I thought that was an incredible way to end it. It was so cool.
Yeah.
And especially, like, it's a different approach to how Frankenstein's monster is represented.
And I love the name Proteus because it harkens back to Shelley's original title, mm-hmm. Frankenstein or the Modern Proteus.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever, when you watched that, did you ever get like a homoerotic?
Yes, absolutely. See, that's
vibe,
I was going
to
say
because I was about to.
Yeah, other than the obvious reasons I like the show, which is the actors. Hannibal just finished, a fucking fantastic. Your girl Gillian Anderson was in the last episode.
Oh man.
Point being, Hannibal, fucking best show on television, and it just finished. I was looking for something that was shot supremely well and had a lot of homoeroticism in it. And Penny Dreadful is fitting the bill.
Yeah. Because, like, especially in that last shot when they're looking at each other, you can... I was starting to think, like, was this guy... Is Frankenstein's monster supposed to be, like, the corpse of his... former lover or something.
Man, you should see the... Have you seen episode 2?
I haven't. I'll probably watch it tonight.
The fucking sex scene in that is nuts. It's so
disgusting. I hear Billy Piper was the girl in it.
And it's blood, man.
Oh, no. Oh,
yes.
No. I love how the first sex scene of that show is you just see fucking man ass. The first thing. Oh, my
it's
God.
Great.
God.
Showcase. It's great though. It's so dark and sexual and shot well, and I like it a lot. You know.
And I don't think that I've told all the listeners out here. And I just told you today. I told Sue a few months ago, but throughout the month of November and December, I became a huge Doctor Who fan. I love Doctor Who now. It's so good. I love it. I love it so much. I finished David Tennant's run, and I had. Tears in my eyes.
I
don't
want to go.
Yeah. Ooh, you saw that too?
Yeah, I'm on Tumblr. I see it every fucking day.
It's so sad. And yeah, and it was so great. I still need time to warm up to Matt Smythe.
Mr. No Eyebrows, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in Ryan Gosling's new film, whatever it's called, By the River Bend or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for Peter Capaldi. I've watched In the Loop like 3 times now. It's a fucking perfect film. Mm-hmm. That one, the comedy.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can... I'm looking forward to him, too. I'm hoping that I can finish, be all caught up by the time...
Did you watch Baldy? Chris Eccleston? Did you see his series? Or did you start with Tennant?
I started a few episodes with Eccleston. Because I watched a little bit of his episodes back in the day, and I remember I was never really into it.
Yeah.
And
shout out to how bad Thor 2 The Dark World is. Yeah. Thanks for that, Eccleston.
Well, I thought he wasn't that bad.
Oh, that film was that bad, yeah.
I love Thor 2. I thought it was great.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I thought Tom Hiddleston's performance was lovely.
Oh, he was the only reason to watch it. He was great in that. He is always great in everything. You expect that. The rest of the movie was complete rubbish.
I thought it was all right.
All right. Well, I'm not going to take
as good as
you.
Cap 2, by the way.
Oh, fucking hell. Take my dick and shove it up Cap's ass. That was so...
That film was really good.
That film was really good. It was just... I kept thinking, what are they going to do differently? Like, there's so much they can do, obviously. You look, oh, look, I'm Captain America. I'm from the past, living in the future. But they didn't focus on that at all, which I thought was a really brave choice.
Mm-hmm.
They just used it a couple times for humor, but the rest is just a generally compelling thriller with Robert Redford.
Well, I'm glad that the way that they handled it, because, you know, with Captain America, it's not like Thor or Iron Man where you can have them zipping around different parts of the world or different parts of space. Like, you really have to... You're severely limited with what you can do with him, and I thought, by just saying let's turn it into a spy drama,
such a good idea, man.
Yeah, it was brilliant idea.
You know, so many characters, but it never felt fucking crowded. You know, he actually cared for each one of them, Scarlet and all that, and Falcon Eye, where the hell his name is.
Yeah, and that computer that came to life with the German accent.
And how cool is the fact that. That happened, that movie, and then they had to go and change Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because of the reveals in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
That was very cool. Really cool. I haven't seen...
Hey, Gareth? Gareth?
What?
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Jesus, that guy. Larry Sanders himself. Anyway, what were you saying?
I'm not exactly caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't even watch it.
Yeah,
I watched
the pilot episode, and I thought the sound mix was pretty bad.
I don't know the guy that worked in that, so you can't be telling me that.
It left a very bad taste in my mouth, which I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the fans of.
Well, I hear it gets a hell of a lot better, but your comments are not yours own.
Yeah.
Alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I'll look at it during the summer. Maybe.
It was so good for me until this week because I had Mad Men, Hannibal, Game of Thrones, which is now on hiatus, and Penny Dreadful. Now I've only got Penny Dreadful and Game of Thrones that comes back next week.
And there's a new show starring John Locke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it about?
It's about like a gang. It's called Gang Related, and it's about the...
Don't tell me what I have to do!
He's a man of faith. But no, he's apparently a cop in this dumb show about the gang-related police department or the section of the police department that looks after the gang activities. I don't know.
Listen, us here at Beard and Tie Towers, we fucking love John Locke, but he's not actually a good actor, is he?
No, nobody in Lost was ever a good actor.
I don't know. They had that one guy.
Sawyer?
I like Sawyer, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked his cameo at the beginning of Mission Impossible 4.
God, I wish that he was in more stuff other than
who, Sawyer or John Locke?
Sawyer.
Okay.
I don't really care about John Locke.
Well, if you want to see him, remember he plays Howard Hughes in The Rocketeer. You need to see that movie. Timothy Dalton is also in it, and Jennifer Connelly at her best.
I thought she was the best in Requiem for a Dream when you can see her hairy vagina.
You know what? Yeah, I'll give you that. She's at her second best in Rocketeer.
Oh boy. Oh boy, we are having fun here today.
Oh, it's just a fucking riot. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else you're looking forward to? I should say.
In life or in
media? Shit. Shit. I wanted to talk about this. It's something I watched a couple weeks ago. It is a Fox TV reality show. So, do you remember The Bachelor?
Of course. Do I remember? There's nothing to remember. It's still happening, isn't it?
So, yeah. do you remember Joe Millionaire?
No, I do not.
So, Joe Millionaire was a show much like The Bachelor, except the Bachelor was telling all these girls that he was a millionaire, when in reality he wasn't. Like, he was just like a minimum wage worker. But they, like... fly him out to a mansion and they dress him up nice and pay for all these things. Like, they go on horseback rides and have fine wine.
It's a decent premise, Si.
Yeah, and then it's just to show you how shallow these girls are and how they only care about the money and yada, yada, yada.
But it's not about the money. Anyway.
So this new show from the creators of Joe Millionaire is called I Wanna Marry Harry.
Oh, I have heard about this. Is that out already?
I think it's the second week or so.
How can a woman be that stupid? Oh my god, tell me how it is then.
So people that don't know, I want to marry Harry. Instead of the guy being a millionaire, they got this British guy that looks exactly like Harry.
Kind of like Prince Harry.
No, he
kind of.
Actually, okay, you're more British than I am. He looks
fairly,
I don't know,
close.
As a
close
guy
enough for an American to be fooled, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he looks really, really close. So they bring him out to mansion, like in just giant English manor. It looks like Downton Abbey. Or right. something, and then they have all these fake security guards and fake butler come in. And the pilot episode is set up like a masquerade ball. So he's wearing a mask, and all the girls are wearing masks. And so every time they come up and see him, they go back to their interviews, and they're saying, you know, when I saw this guy, I thought, you know, it looks a bit like him. I don't know. Like, he's probably wearing the mask because he's hiding something. It probably isn't him. And the moment he takes off his mask, all the girls start whispering to each other, like, oh my god, it's him. It's him. It's really him. It's Prince Harry. And so the whole episode is just trying to trick these dumb girls to make them think that they're actually going on a date with this Prince Harry. It's absolutely dumb. It's one of the worst reality shows I've ever watched.
Bad. I guess the big reveal is going to be like, I love you, but I'm not Prince Harry. And then none of them's going to fucking marry them.
I know.
This random British guy. A fucking Craigslist or Mandy or something. You know?
It's so bad. But and it's funny because these girls are just so, like, fighting each other. They're so angry with each other.
I know, right?
And just mad at each other because they want to be with this guy.
Hey, what if it was Princess Olivia Wilde? Would you not be as fighting?
Well, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't actually be her.
No, I suppose not. Someone that looks similar to her. No, it's I don't watch that show, but I hope you finish all 13 episodes and let me know how it wraps up.
I think that
up.
You should at least watch the pilot episode.
Well, you need a TV license in this civilized country, so I won't be able to watch it.
Ooh, can you not watch it online?
I could. Shh, don't tell anyone.
I won't. We'll keep it under wraps.
Just so, a little secret, somebody.
And I was watching them do this season on I Want to Marry Harry. And they were showing clips of next new episodes. And there's one where they're eating on a picnic in the countryside. And then a bunch of the security guards ran up to him and said, okay, we got to go. Like, they're trying to, like, pull him away. And, like, we got to go. We got to go right now. And then a helicopter drops from the sky.
Oh, come on.
And they get him in and fly away.
He's not the fucking president. What the hell does Harry have to do? Go to Vegas and go naked with that swimmer guy again?
He has to dress up. He needs to wear a swastika on his arm.
He's such an idiot. You know, who's that guy that said, if I was on Bachelor, I would go horse riding, jet skiing, and drink and eat great food for a week, and I'd marry one of the biggest tits. That's all the show is.
I know. It's so, so ridiculous. I really want to watch the.
No, you need to finish it.
No,
I
want to at least watch the last episode. I want to see the shitstorm that happens.
No, you need to watch the last three. Get the build up going.
All right.
Oh my god, Shoshana is gonna get fucking dumped and all that shit. You gotta get the drama. No one's gonna fucking marry him though, because he's not Prince Harry. As soon as they realize.
Yep.
They won't.
I know. It's just so dumb and so it's just so funny. It's so funny. Oh, my God.
But as I said about the Smurfs, if I was given the opportunity to be showrunner for I Wanna Marry Harry, I would.
I Wanna Marry Harry. I don't know. You're better at British accents than I am.
I have an Uncle Harry, and he was always saying, it's not Harry, it's Harry.
Harry.
You are. And of course, he's not British either, is he? So that's also inaccurate. He's just Scottish. Anyway. I think as far as looking forward to things for myself, just Game of Thrones coming back. I'm traveling to Germany at the beginning of the month, and then I'm going to London.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun, I suppose. You know, wear my Skyfall suit.
I think we're the only entertainment podcast that we can't talk about Game of Thrones because I'm still in the second season.
Yeah, well, that makes us unique, you know.
Yeah. So
we're playing hard to get.
We're a couple years late. I saw Melisandre. She just gave birth to that smoke monster from Lost.
Yo, she is a smoke monster. She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, what the fuck happened in that episode? Sorry, but that was the last thing I watched. Jesus Christ, that was insane.
Lots of things have happened since, so you should get on that, bud.
All right, I'll try to finish the second season sometime soon.
You like Archer, don't you?
I do. I haven't watched any of the new stuff yet.
Yeah, it's actually terrible. Seasons 1 to 4 are perfect television, and Archer Vice, really bad.
I thought that should be really good.
Yeah. Well, it's because they ran out of ideas, and changing the location and profession doesn't help with that, I suppose. Yeah. Anyway, that's me. Anyway. I'm just editing my film and sleeping off a hangover.
What am I looking forward to? I really need to start getting into Fargo. Really want to continue Penny Dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
Really want to continue Silicon Valley. Have you watched Silicon Valley at all?
I have not.
Okay. It's hilarious. Hilarious. Mike Judge.
I don't like comedies.
It's good. It's an HBO comedy about these programmers and...
I've seen the still, don't know what it's about. AMC keeps, for some reason, advertising for it, saying, well, if you like Mad Men, they just got a computer in Mad Men.
If you like
Who else has computers? Silicon Valley.
Is that really how they advertise it?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, my God. Because, Silicon Valley is far away from Mad Men.
A dark 60s drama. Yeah. But still, if you recommend it, I might give it a look now, since I've only got that and Game of Thrones now to watch. So,
it's very funny. It's very funny.
Then I will. It's got the G stamp of approval.
Okay. All right. So we're coming up to an hour. We're very close. This is... You need to...
You know what, viewers? We don't owe you anything. If it's under an hour, you can just stick it up your ass. This is all we're giving you today.
All right. Sorry to cut it off so shortly, but, you got to get running. Bother. It's only 5 o'clock for me. I don't know. We gotta have fun. We just wanted to. You're really under the wire right now, but we really wanted to record this show so we could get it up for you this week, and we hope that you can all enjoy it. I hope you had fun. I hope that you learned a lot. I hope you got excited for Star Wars Episode 7.
Mm-hmm. As usual, we appreciate your continued loyalty. Please, like our page on Facebook.
On Facebook. Just go on Facebook and type in Beard and Tie Podcast, enter, and then you should find us. We're the only Beard and Tie.
Because that way, you can suggest things for us to talk about, so we don't have to talk about fucking...
we can't...
Everything we ever talk about is always last week's news. That's our
problem. Yeah, we always stumble over ourselves.
There is no new news on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Yeah. Anyway, it's fine.
I had to talk about I Want a Hairy Mary for the last 10 minutes.
Hairy Mary, yes, please comment what you'd like to hear, any questions, suggestions, or verbal praise. And I'm back now, baby. I won't be back next week, actually, unless I'm speaking German. We can always do a German podcast. Mm-hmm. They've got internet in Germany.
I was trying to remember some German words, but I can't remember.
Autobahn.
Wolfenstein.
Oh, we have Waschoschana? Oh, no. That's... I'm back, baby. We're going to be podcasting a hell of a lot more regularly now, so you can all look forward to it. And listen to Gareth's cool radio show. I'm assuming it's cool. I'll listen to it later.
Yeah, it's all right.
Great. Well, this has been Beard and Tie episode Fuck Knows.
Episode 23. What's the theme of this episode?
Can we just give a huge fucking quick shout out to Jim Carrey's The Number 23? Not nearly as bad as everyone says it is. I saw it on my birthday, and I think
it's... What a terrible birthday.
I liked it a lot, okay? It's the first film I actually went out to the theater and had to show my ID to get in for, I think. It was...
All right.
I took all my friends, and they all thought it was shit, but I really enjoyed it. And then I realized, Gareth, that I'm born on the second month. On the 25th day, what is 5 minus 2?
Of the 91st
23.
Year.
23. No, that messes it up, actually. It's just interesting. I should see the original, I suppose. Anyway, 23, Jim Carrey, keep on rocking in the free world.
Keep on walking in the free world.